Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth straight up.
I'm Julie Hagan. I'm working at
an Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage as parents for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Hello, everybody. Chuck Bonnywill, along with Julie Hayden. We're the Chuck and Julie Show, to straight up. We're a grassroots show.
Brought to you by Mountain West Wellness, Advanced Acupuncture, and Chinese Medicine. Well, let's get right to it. We have with us today, happy to have Chris Ruddy on. He is the CEO of Newsmax, the company which is doing great after they just recently went public. So, Chris, hey, thank you. Appreciate your time on this Friday afternoon.
Well, great to be on with both of you tonight, and important times we're talking about. So, a lot of things going on in Washington, the world, and happy to be on with you.
Let me ask you,
I mean, you've gone through quite a ride. I mean, your last time you were with us, which was great, you had a pre-offering offering, and I forget how much the stock was that you get. I think it was $5, and I meant to buy some, and then, of course, being the idiot that I am, I didn't. But it went out at $10. Went up 700%, and your 30% share would have made you one of the richest men in the world. It's kind of adjusted back down now to double the opening price and kind of staying pretty steady. But that's some pretty wild ride.
Well, you know, we take a little bit of it, a grain of salt. The opening day, there was so much enthusiasm and limited number of shares available, so the stock went up high, and that happens sometimes, but, you know, it's settled down. It's still way up. This has been a down or sideways stock market. We're up over 100% for an IPO with, in this day and age, there aren't that many IPOs going out. We think it's a huge success. And I think it's a sign that the public really likes Newsmax. They like our company. They like our channel. They believe in our mission to support fair and good media, quality, honest media in this country. We think there's a real good market for it. We've heard, certainly as a business, revenues are up over 300% the past several years. Our web traffic is up. Our Nielsen ratings for the first quarter of this year were up 50%.
Wow. That
34 million people tune into Newsmax in the first quarter.
Now, you're going to have Rachel Maddow is going to be knocking on your door.
What was the pre-offering offering price?
Well, the pre-offering and the pre-raise before was essentially $7.50 a share.
Okay.
And those shares, the last they checked, are selling for $23. So what's that, 150%
increase? I knew I should have bought some.
Talking about that excitement, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about...
The company has a long-term value, I believe, a very powerful mission ahead. I think we'll be successful. We have a lot of track record of success, and we hope that it continues.
And now your great ratings, and I think everybody's really enthusiastic about Newsmax and its product, but you're still losing money, correct?
Well, we will certainly reveal the details of that in a quarterly report, but in the past, Newsmax has made significant money, and we've also lost some money, but we've built one of the most important media outlets in the country for a relatively small amount of capital. Whenever you build these things, they usually lose some money. But obviously, investors see the future, I believe, as being very good, and we agree with them on that.
Let me finish.
That's a nice question. So you always ask mean questions. You're a graduate of our son's favorite basketball team, St. John's. And he always follows St. John's. I don't know why. But he's a big, you were a graduate of that university, correct?
Correct. The Red Storm.
Speaking of the success that you guys are enjoying and the enthusiasm, which I absolutely agree with, wanted to talk to you a little bit about what's it like in Washington, D.C., for your correspondence there, this new media that's taken over. You're reading all these things. A guy from Rolling Stone had an interesting article. The White House correspondence dinner was depressing and no one liked it, and that, they're all on their way out. Meanwhile, there was sort of like the alternate news media, the new media party apparently was like a huge success and a ton of fun. Talk a little bit about how things have changed, and the Associated Press doesn't get to be the press pool anymore. Talk a little bit about how things are changing and the role you guys have with this new media.
Well, I think we're cutting edge. We started as a digital media company. We're now in cable. We have a streaming channel for Newsmax 2. It's on Roku and Samsung and Vizio, all those platforms, which is great. We have podcasts. We have an app, Newsmax app, with the Newsmax Plus service. Anybody can download our app on their iPhone or Android and get Newsmax for free anywhere in the world. And
Oh,
people
really?
over close to 20 million people, we believe, have done that so far. And we have social media. We're 20 million followers now on social media.
Wow.
It's a big number. And you all remember the day Time and Newsweek, did a million copies a week in the doctor's office. You'd read it, and it was considered a powerhouse. Newsmax reaches 40 million people fairly regularly. That's a big number. And I think it's a sign that, we're here to stay. And the fact we went on the New York Stock Exchange, our stock has done so well, shows I think the public really supports what we're doing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, and
So
you're the C.
are you still a member of CSIS?
I am not a member of CSIS, but I had been on one of their committees.
Kissinger's International Studies thing, or whatever it was.
Yes. Well, Dr. Kissinger was a friend of mine, and he passed recently. I saw him shortly before he died. And he was an amazing guy, a brilliant guy, made a great contribution to the United States and the world.
Let me back on the Newsmax thing and sort of the new media. You're the CEO and you probably enjoy going into work every day. Meanwhile,
I
you've
didn't
got,
know
you,
that.
even though, but you've probably got, who's the lady who's now in charge of Paramount who's trying to sell it and CBS 60 Minutes. I don't think their people are
Redstone?
having, Redstone are having fun going to work every day. Do you? I mean, what's the difference there?
Well, I wouldn't describe it as fun, but I would describe it as interesting, engaging, and I'm enthusiastic about what I do. And I think it has real value for me personally, but also for the country. And I think I'm making a contribution to the country. And I think a lot of people that go to Newsmax feel like they're bigger than something. I tell people, join us because you're joining the news revolution. We really are a revolution in news, and our numbers are showing it. The old media, there was just a report by Amplify. We had like the highest social engagement, even more than Fox, ABC, CBS, NBC on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram. These are big, hurdles that Newsmax is doing. And again, people are, look, you're part of the alternative media that they're turning off. They could be watching CNN now, but they're watching your show because they like that you're talking about tough topics that the rest of the media won't talk about for one reason or another.
Well, and do you think sometimes, because I was in the media forever too, and sometimes, imitation is sort of a big thing, but it seems like the folks at CNN, the folks at MSNBC, they don't seem to be looking at you saying, "Well, wait, now why are they being so successful? And we're like losing people daily." I don't see them changing, do you? Hopefully for your sake, not, but do you think they'll change or are they just too
Well, the
stuck in their?
numbers are way down. CNN's lost about half its audience. MSNBC has lost, I think, at least a third of their audience. I think the old media, I have a saying, they lied and they died. They lied to the public in the last election and for the past several years. Joe Biden was perfectly mentally capable up until the day he wasn't. And we were reporting the issues with the mental issues for months and months on Newsmax. So,
Well, one last question, because we want to honor our 10-minute kind of one. Have you decided what you're going to do with your billions you're now worth?
Well, I don't know. Maybe I'll buy a radio station in Texas one of these days.
Good
There
idea.
you go,
Good
sir.
idea.
Okay. Chris,
Yeah, no,
thank
but
you for your time.
thanks for coming on.
And tell folks to check out NewsmaxInvest.com, NewsmaxInvest.com. We want you to join with us. Check it out.
All
All
right,
right.
sir. Thank you. NewsmaxInvest.com. All right, Chris, thank you very much. Have a good rest of your afternoon or evening.
Cheers. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you. Chris Ruddy there, the CEO of Newsmax. It is kind of interesting. So, the CBS is settling with Trump over the Kamala Harris editing thing, right? Or at least that's the rumor.
Which everybody agrees is a bullshit lawsuit.
Right.
Everybody believes it's a
But the
bullshit
point
lawsuit.
is that the CBS has been nominated for an Emmy for that report. So that's where
Yes, they have. You're right.
that's just like the Washington Post won a Pulitzer for the Russia hoax reporting. It's like the old media, they don't get it, right? They just simply don't get what's going on in the world. So
Well,
it's just kind of
you know,
funny.
you always hear things. Peter always says, and some of the other ones say that, the fact that Salem, or at least Fox, settled with the name of the company, Dominion, and therefore they must have been guilty. And you go, no, that's not why people settle often. It's because they can't really afford to go to the trial and throw
Sure.
everything to the wind. Well, here at Newsmax, no one believes Trump gets to have a valid lawsuit claiming that he was hurt because Kamala's interview was semi-rigged. Nobody believes, no, that's not a good. Nonetheless, they're settling.
Well,
They're
they're
trying to
suddenly
settle it.
because they're trying to merge companies, right?
Yeah,
And they
well,
need that.
it isn't because they're guilty of something. It's trying to merge companies. So they're often business decisions that really relate into
But I think.
why you settle a lawsuit.
Exactly. But I think in this case, though, what I'm glad to see Trump doing is pushing it, right? He's in a position of power now. They did rig it. They did edit it. And who knows what effect it may or may not have had on the election. But it
Well, he's
was,
won the election.
but he won the election and now he's in charge of the FCC. And I think it's sending a clear message. I mean, that the executive producer did not quit as he claims he did because he's taken the moral high road, right? He quit, but because he was told he's not going to be in charge of anything anymore. He's going to be
They're going to
writing.
fire him.
Or at least demoted to some
Well, he can't be
level.
demoted at his level. He's going to be fired.
Well, yeah.
So he quit before they.
Yeah,
And
and he could take
he
the high
jumped
road.
before he was pushed.
And Scott Pelley, again, you'd want to just be careful. If it's too often I've seen media people have an inflated opinion of their actual value, right? And you look at everybody else's, everyone's leaving. I mean, Peter Ducey, Steve Ducey is leaving there again. That
He was just
he was saying, yeah,
he was burnt out.
well,
He
he
was
was
burnt
burned
out.
out, but they were moving him out, right? I mean, he's older.
I don't know, but he was burnt
Yeah,
out.
well, he was burned up, and now it's. But when they say you're going to be reporting part time, coast to coast, it's like,
That's nice of him. And you,
I
as he
mean,
called it, the Johnny Carson treatment. Normally, you don't get the, as we can testify, you don't get to the Johnny Carson treatment. I mean, they were very nice to him. Hey, report part time. It's like Peter, you don't have to get in
well, whatever
every day of
they
the
say,
week
you're
at
gonna.
6:30.
We should do it some kind of thing and track all the people who say who else was leaving. Everybody's leaving everyone. They're going to report part time, and then you never see them again. So, I mean, part time is like I'm just there's probably not in the contract. Part time means this many, but anyway, it's interesting, and I
So
think it.
cynical.
It's it it is, but the CBS lawsuit I think is funny. Well, speaking of the media, this is kind of a multi-pronged story. So the Colorado Sun had, I think, very rarely can is something really a bombshell, but I think they had what I would consider to be a bombshell
Great
report.
story.
This on Yadira Caraveo. She was the former CD8 representative, and then she
Democrat.
Democrat. She beat Barb Kirkmeyer.
Very
She
close race,
very
very close.
close lost to Gabe Evans,
Very close race.
but recently announced she was going to seek re-election. Well, the Colorado Sun did a story, and I guess my big takeaway from this is you cannot despise Democrats enough. So she's the
True.
Democrat candidate, and she apparently had such significant mental health issues that she tried to commit suicide twice
In front of her staff.
in front of her staff.
You consider that a hostile work environment. When your boss is trying to kill herself
In
in
front
front of
of
you.
you. And so she, and she, while once when she was in Congress and once while she was on the re-election campaign, in fact, it was bad enough. So she had taken enough, and it was sleeping pills is not the right word. They're very powerful sleeping pills. She had taken
Boxing.
enough, yeah, that they had to call. She was there to open up her campaign office, but was apparently passed out unconscious. And
Those pills are antidepressant pills, but
whatever, she had way overdosed, right? And to
well,
what.
she said what she'd do is she would see how much it took to have a toxic event required to go to the hospital, and took
Not
just
just a hospital, but intensive care unit.
well, intensive care unit, and took just less. Well,
That's a
the
lie.
toxicity level depends on how much you've
And
had
she's
to
a
eat.
doctor.
Well, she's a, yeah, you want to use her as your physician, trying to kill herself in front of your child.
So they had to take her from the campaign event. They had to rush her to the hospital. They put her, and then just days before the 2024 election, again, there was some kind of suicide attempt where she was mixing sleep. And again, these are very, they weren't, this wasn't like NyQuil sleeping pills, right? They're mixing sleepy
They're
pills
antidepressant and
and
slash.
alcohol. So, and she's texting her staff. They're worried she's committing suicide. They would show up at her house. They put her on a 72-hour mental health hold. And the Democrats knew this. They all knew it. No one said to her, and the staff is complaining. The staff is saying
Right.
there must have been something. The staff is like, they were having to, they were all stressed out and quitting because
Really?
she kept, apparently they wanted to prohibit her from bringing sharp objects to work so she couldn't kill herself at work. They were saying that it was becoming too stressful for them, trying to talk her out of suicide, trying to figure out how to
Well,
deal
she
with this.
said that she came to a place where the only ones she could really unload upon or indicate her level of depression was her staff. Well, if you're telling your
Isn't she married
worker
with kids?
bees how deep your depression is, that's where you have psychiatrists or parents or somebody you can. You don't tell the poor person who's working for you that you're so deeply depressed you want to kill yourself.
This is the Democrats knew this. The Democrats knew
Well, she's perfect. Yeah, she's
that
great.
their congressional representative and their candidate was suicidal, trying to commit suicide in front of the staff, having to be rushed from campaign events to the hospital to intensive care
And she
unit.
got
The
the.
sheriff, who then went in and made ads to endorsing
Oh,
her,
you got
was
which you
there.
we should have had that ad because he's kind of a funky looking
The
sheriff.
Adams County Sheriff. So they all knew this, right? And rather than trying to say, you know what, Yadira, this is a little bit
You ought to
much.
take care of
You got to
yourself first.
take care of yourself first and get your mental health in order so you're not trying to
Don't worry
commit
about the election.
suicide at campaign events.
Don't worry
Yeah,
about the
we'll
election.
find another candidate, but
No, they
they
can at 2 days before the election. But we
goodness.
don't care if we win or lose. You are more important
Yeah,
to
well,
us.
I know.
You're elected. Well,
It's
that's
like the Democrats are
what
like,
it is. It's not more important. What's more important? Look, you can kill yourself, but you got to do it after the election. We got an election, as Nancy Pelosi said about Joe Biden. Love the guy, but we had an election to win. Well, we love you, Cadero,
Yeah.
but we have an election to win. So, just
So that rather than
slow down
saying,
the dosage.
rather than saying this woman clearly needs some help, again, this wasn't vague things. These were, she was put on a mental health hold, right? She was evaluated by experts.
Well, I mean, she's put it in the psychiatric ward of the
Right,
hospital.
of the house for 72 hours, right? And so, and then she said, "Look, I have a camp. The election is in a couple of days." So, but rather than trying to encourage her to get the help she needed, the Democrats told forced the staff to bury it. The Democrats, the Colorado Sun, apparently the Saturday before the election, the Colorado Sun had obtained the medical reports and they were going to run the story. But it's probably public record to us. If it's a, if it's a,
Law enforcement personnel. That's what
well,
they said. We
well.
got it from law enforcement. Who was that?
At any rate,
Steve Reams? I mean, who was it?
well, I think the call for service would have been a public record.
No, they said they got it from law enforcement service.
That's right. It would be, that would be the, it was a, that would be a public record.
No, they didn't get a public record. They were leaked.
Oh, they were leaked it. At any rate, so they get the record and the said, and they just saw, and so then Caraveo's lawyer was, again, rather than saying, hey, you know what? She's just tried to commit suicide. And days before the election, maybe we should get the woman some help. Instead, they're like, nope, we got an election to win. So they, the lawyers wrote a cease and desist lawyer to the Colorado Sun and then threatened to sue them if they ran the story. Now, what would
And
they,
they folded like a
and they
cheap suit.
folded. Yeah, they
They
folded.
folded like a cheap suit.
They,
And
yeah.
you can imagine what it would have been if it had been a Republican.
So
They said, go ahead and sue us.
and then she won, she lost anyway, but nobody knew that. But just think about that. If you're the, so there are numerous issues here. One, again, the fact that the Democrats Days before the election, their candidate is hospitalized for trying to commit suicide at a campaign event, right? And the staff is freaking out. Everyone's freaking out. Law enforcement, who goes on to endorse her, have witnessed this. Rather than saying, okay, look, this has to stop. You need to get help. They threaten the staff and the media who are trying to expose the issue. It's like, what is up with that? But secondly, the Colorado Sun goes along. If you're the news media, people are always threatening to sue you. They were on solid ground. They had the documents there, they had
Well, all the
everything.
reporting is a 72-hour fold. I mean,
Right.
but you're going to cause her to lose the election. That's going to depress her.
So
She's
talk,
already
yeah,
depressed.
talk about election interference so they hold the story. You know, raise your hand if you think that if Gabe Evans had been trying to commit suicide in front of his staff at campaign events and had been placed in a 72-hour mental health hold days before the 2024 election, and then they said, hey, Colorado Sun, you need to hold the story, that the Colorado Sun would hold the story. Absolutely
So
not.
why, in a
Absolutely
matter
not.
of bravery and journalistic ethics, are they bringing it back out now?
I think because she started, I think it was leaking and she went on NPR. Now they claim, well, they had to do it because she was talking on NPR and she was downplaying the thing, downplaying
Yeah,
the event. I think she
sure.
announced again, and I think that by this point, enough people knew about it, it was going to come out, and the Colorado Sun was going to be like, hey, we had this first.
No,
You don't think so?
no.
What do you think?
She'd already lost the election once. They didn't
Mm-hmm.
want her running again, especially given her mental
Oh, so the
status.
Democrats
So the Democrats all went, look, publish
leaked it on
it.
their own.
Yeah, we've got this far lefty. I forget that person's name. Already raised $1.5 million. We don't have primaries in the Democratic Party. That's not what we do. We force everybody else out. So this is a way of forcing her out. So they can have just one candidate because they just
That's a
love
good point. Yeah, they
one
didn't complain
candidate.
about the Colorado Sun running the story this time.
No, not
So
a problem.
in other words, so the Democrats before, even though she was suicidal, they've made the media and the staff bury the Yadira Caraveo story because they thought she could win. Now that they think she's a liability, they're happy to toss her under the bus,
Yes,
perhaps literally, right?
yes, yes. She didn't
And
describe it as badly as we think it is. Oh, okay. Boy, you guys are
that's a really good
so,
point.
so
You
such good
cannot.
journalists.
You cannot despise the media and you cannot despise the Democrats enough. I mean, the woman needs help, right? The woman needs help. And rather than anyone getting her help, they're just kind of like, I don't know, beating her up and
Well, you
using
think
her.
it's a physician, she knows she needs help. Yeah, probably. Probably.
Well, I'm sure she knows she needs help,
Yeah.
but knowing it and getting it and having it work, you know,
That last one's the hardest.
yeah, that's the hardest part. So check out that. The other thing I think that's interesting is Colorado politics hasn't picked it up. The Denver Post hasn't picked it up. I haven't seen Daily Caller. It got a little bit of national attention, but I think it's interesting. My guess will be she'll drop out of the race here pretty quick, right?
You think?
And maybe that's the hammer they're beating her, holding over her head. They're like, hey, look, we will cover this a lot more and we'll make sure this gets a lot more widespread coverage. And, you know,
Do you think
various
she cares?
Democrats. I don't, it's going to be hard to fundraise, I would think now.
Well, it'd have been hard because Democratic circles all had to know she
Right.
was in that bad a
Yeah,
shape.
apparently Democrats did not, they all knew, which is the disgusting thing about it, right? They all knew and they let her run and they let her go through it anyway. I just can't imagine the discussions going on. Okay, our candidate is trying to commit suicide, so somebody else go hold the event. So they made the sheriff go out and heal it. So the sheriff knew, right? Then he endorses her. The
Yeah.
staff is like standing there. Their boss is being rushed to the hospital to be placed in intensive care and then on a mental health suicide watch hold. And then what? A few days later, they trot her out like, ta-da, everyone come vote for her. It's just
Yay, you
insane.
won. Hooray.
Oh, so this is Dr. Donna's like, it's Yadira Caravero,
Okay.
Caraveo.
Caraveo. Yeah.
The CD8 congressional candidate.
Yes.
Now that the Sun did a sort of a bombshell report saying that she was tried to commit suicide twice in front of the staff and at campaign events, while she was running for Congress the last time and while she was serving in Congress. And they buried it. And so now that she's running again, they came out with it. But speaking, that kind of feeds into the other media thing I wanted to talk to. I
Who
think,
else is trying to kill themselves?
yeah, no, well, NPR.
NPR is trying to
NPR
kill.
and CPR. So the president today issued an executive order basically saying there's going to be no more federal funding for CPR or NPR.
One thing it's a television which is
Colorado Public Radio. No,
not
no.
well, you got it. Colorado Public Radio, I mean National Public Radio. And what's the television called?
CPR. I don't know.
No, not
Oh, I
it's a
don't. Either way,
national
okay.
PBS, I'm sorry,
Oh, PBS.
CBS.
PBS, yes. Right. And they're funding, they're not going to fund them anymore. And here I have numerous thoughts on this. One, you reap what you sow, right? So if you're going to go ahead and trash the Trump presidency from before, you're going to trash it during the campaign, you're going to trash it after he's elected, and he's in charge of the money. It's like, that's just stupid. And again, it's media arrogance. It's like, they can't cut us. We're NPR. It's like, sure they can. No one's listening. And secondly, why do they get special treatment? I'm sure the folks at 710 CAN US would be like, hey, we could use some. I mean, why do they
Well,
get federal
we could,
funding, right?
yeah, because the public service is,
Now, there won't be any more if they do this. I don't know if there'll be more or less of those god-awful fundraising where they have like
oh,
John Denver pretend bands come in and then people in Birkenstocks do clogging. They won't have very much of that anymore. Maybe, I don't know. But I think the other
well,
place.
how long will this last? How long will it take them to get to a DC federal judge and have it overturned?
Oh,
Not under.
they've already sued the president because he got rid of some of their board members. They've already sued. And I'm sure they'll sue him immediately. But still, again, I think there is a deterrent chilling effect. If you're CPR, if you're now they're not going to change their tune,
Not CPR.
PBS, they're not going to change their tune, I don't think. But by the same token, I think this is kind of a this is a bad Not a bad. I think this road is going down. I think there are enough people, even probably, I don't think there are many people who would say, hey, they deserve to get federal funds when there are enough other radio stations who don't. They're clear and take the bias away. I think there are probably a lot of people like, why are we paying for these radio stations? Don't you think?
Well, sure, there was from the very beginning, but Congress is not going to do anything. And it's always been in the past the view that, well, that'll have to be done in the budgetary process. Of course, it's never done in the budgetary process. The Democrats say, no, you're not cutting
Now,
PBS.
Congress is worthless, yeah.
But Trump has obviously viewed his powers to allow him to say, well, I can cancel them because they're so biased. And this is supposed to be non-biased radio, so and television, but judge it. This is not biased. This is great stuff.
I think it is the other problem they have is I think a lot of the outside money they got came, they like to make it sound like it was like, Bill and Mary down the street sending in checks
Well,
because
Bill and
they.
Melinda Gates, if they're
Well,
downstream
I
from
was
you.
going to say, but Bill and Melinda Gates, I don't think that's their money going in. This is all NGO money. And again, the Doge has been
No,
getting.
they give a lot of money to it.
But the Doge, but I, sort of like Soros. So the Soros money wasn't actually Soros's money. Soros would set up an NGO and get the money
Well,
and
it's
then
just
use.
they because they're left wing, they always had a lot of corporate support, because it was considered, nice to be able to say I support. The trouble that PBS has and National Public Radio, it has gotten so left wing, particularly National Public Radio. I mean, it used to be kind of the car guys and some other stuff, all things considered, that even I would listen to it on occasion. Now it's just, okay, we've got a transsexual violinist and it's going to be playing Why We Talk to the Doctor Who Castrates Small Children for
And they're all
Education.
at the anti-Trump
Oh,
protests.
it's just
So,
everything is, they've gone so far left. And they had that one guy who came out was a whistleblower saying that, 99% of the
Oh,
people.
yeah, with some of the staff and things like that, everybody donates. So I think it's going to be interesting to see it play out. But again, I think it will have sort of a deterrent effect. If you're coming out of school or you're looking for a new job, I think you're not going to apply to PBS right now or NPR. I mean, it's hard enough to find a job in radio anyway, but I think it's going to be difficult.
Their problem is not lack of people willing to take a paycheck, I promise you that.
But I mean, I would be worried that there is a paycheck. That's my point, is that if you're going to go there, like, oh, I don't know. I mean, I worked for a radio station once years ago when I got out, and it was just starting. I won't say the name because now it's a successful radio station. But That they would give us a check, and then the owner would say, "Can you not cash that till Wednesday?" It's like, and so we immediately all started looking for other jobs, right? You just go through that cycle. The first time you're like, "Sure,"
Yeah,
right?
sure.
But the second time you're like, "Wait, again? We can't cash it till like, what's happening on Wednesday?" You know, that's where's the money going to come from? Wednesday's not here. So I just think that's funny, and I think it's kind of like the CBS thing, right? All of a sudden, it's like you want your merger to go through. Well, you know, and same thing with
Better settle
with
my
NPR,
fraudulent lawsuit.
right? With NPR, it's like you want the FCC to be looking, and the FCC already is looking into them. So
Well, Trump is keeping him busy.
it's time for them to go. I mean, the whole radio
Big
world is
Bird, what
kind
about Big Bird?
of, well, they could maybe they could get those Iranians who are doing the
Yeah,
streak
that's
there.
right. The Iranians will come back.
Well,
They already got a show going.
they could do like any other television program and compete in the marketplace.
Who wants to? Nobody wants to compete
If
in the
they do, so
marketplace. Nobody.
you know what are some of the shows? You know, Caillou. Well, I guess that's from Canada, so he probably gets funding. But I mean, all the other little shows that rev used to Transformers, things like that,
Oh,
they have to
they're good.
pay their own way. No one was
No, they
giving,
don't.
they
They
didn't
get
get
paid.
money.
Yeah, of course they do. You can guarantee they do.
Well, I mean, not when they were on, well, maybe CBS. No, but
Why
they weren't
did
getting
you
corporate
assume they
money.
weren't getting public money? Everybody's getting public money
Well,
on the
that's true.
left.
But still, it's you know,
Chris Ruddy isn't, but everybody else
Sesame
is.
Street can compete like everybody else.
Yeah, well, they don't want
Another thing, just a kind of scattered, but so feel free, everybody, to weigh in with comments, or if you want to call in an
them. How many of
888.
you actually listen to NPR?
Yeah.
Come on, admit it.
I used
Admit
to.
it.
Or if you want to call 888-627-6008.
Jacob's got his hand up. He's an NPR listener.
Hey, Jacob, go
I
ahead.
do. I do have NPR running in my garage, so if somebody wants to open the door, they think there's somebody in there. And they
Oh.
talk so monotone, it sounds like there's really somebody in that garage, but
That's
there
smart.
isn't.
Smart.
I just want to bring up, has anybody noticed how much gold China has been dumping?
No. Tell us about it.
Did it? Anybody see that? No,
No.
5% of their thing. Yep, they dumped it.
What do you think?
And the
Why?
price
Why do
went
you think?
down yesterday.
Are they trying? Is it a? Is
They
that?
dumped it for what?
Is it a tariff
Because there's
retaliation?
no, the ports are.
They dumped it for
No,
dollars. They dropped it.
they
What did
cashed
they
it
get in
in because
return?
they. Yep. Well, I don't know what they got for it. Yeah.
I
That's
mean,
no, the ports in China are closed because, oh, but you know, they're the tariffs because they can't ship the stuff out. And meanwhile, they need money.
well, here's
Interesting.
what I was reading. The Conservative Treehouse, again, my favorite kind of economic. What I was reading is, and this makes
Yeah.
sense, that what happened in the beginning part of the year, in anticipation of the tariffs, all of the companies that were taking the Chinese imports really stocked up. Imports were up like 50% or something like that. They really stocked up. And so China was doing great. Now they have all the inventory. Not only that, do they have the inventory, but
All
they're
right. Well,
also.
I'll send you the article, but yeah.
Okay. Okay. But okay. Thanks, Jacob. But I think some of that's what's going on is I
All
think
right,
it'll
bye-bye.
probably even
Okay.
out a little bit because the American companies stocked up on the inventory. The one thing I think that's worrying China, though, is they're also moving though some of the manufacturing bases to the United States.
That they wouldn't like.
No, that they don't like. So yes,
Vietnam, okay. United States,
China,
no.
they are having some troubles now, and the Chinese government. Yeah, they that you know it. Remember, Lunch, was it the quote from when Bush was like, "I worry about world peace" or something like that, and the Chinese premier said, "I worry about what am I? How am I going to employ a bazillion people?"
Yeah.
Right, and so all of a sudden they've got that to worry about. I have a feeling though that it'll even out a little bit more once the U.S. inventory starts to get depleted. We'll see. But again, that's why all the talk about, oh, the prices are going to go up. If prices go up, I suspect that's the companies just raising them, kind of like oil prices go up and down, right? That has nothing to do with the actual price, well, not immediately with the actual price of oil. I mean, the companies have the inventory now, so there's no reason for them to be raising prices, right? I think the liquor store.
Well, we just bought a Mercedes, we got there on a Monday, and on a Tuesday, because we knew they were on a Tuesday they were going to raise all the prices on all the vehicles. They weren't going to wait till the
Everybody
tariffs went.
wants to, what
They
you want to make
weren't
sure.
waiting. They weren't paying any tax. So
No.
those cars didn't cost them anymore.
They were sitting in the lot. I mean, not a
Yeah.
used one, by the way. We should clarify that. Yeah, I mean,
Why
that's
do you have to clarify that to them?
okay. We got the brand new, most expensive one. To me, it was kind of funny, and I didn't want to ask him that because we were kind of trying to get a deal. But I was like, why would you have to raise? I mean, again, they're like, you have to hurry up and close. I'm like, but the car's here. So why would you have to pay a tariff on that? You know, same thing at the liquor store I go to, big one. It's like, oh, I have to raise prices to the tariffs. I'm like, well, I'm drinking, you know, Breckenridge vodka. It's like,
We're raising it.
there's not a tariff there. And actually, it's not, I drink Tito's, but I mean, it's
No.
the same
Oh, yeah.
thing.
That's it. And look, don't be confused on that. She's not going to be drinking any stinking Breckenridge.
That's good.
She's drinking Tito.
It's
So you need to know that. You
advertisement.
need to know the car was not new, and you need to know that she only does Tito's, only the good
Just in
stuff.
case Tito's wants to sponsor us.
Yeah.
But
Yeah.
Charlene is right. They built up the inventory. I think so too. And Charlene, so many mega victories. Yeah, Waltz and Wong reassigned.
Was Wong reassigned? I doubt
Yeah.
she was. What,
No, he
Alex?
was. Yeah, he was reassigned.
Where?
Was he reassigned or was he fired? I thought he, Charlene, and maybe clarify, you know, I think the Wong guy, he's been sort of like on permanent
Leave,
leave, I think is
which
what they
allows
did.
you to use up all your
Well,
unpaid leave.
yeah, he was so, but it
They're
was.
not. They don't. And that's who. And we're going to do a whole show or a whole segment in a show on Laura Loomer. And Laura Loomer had gone to Trump and said, "Do you know what these people on the national security thing are? I mean, this guy named Alex Wong, his wife persecuted January 6 people and everything else." And Trump said, "No, I didn't know that." And apparently, that was the teaser. Waltz walked in. He kind of like, "Where'd he come from?" And he said, "Don't worry, I personally vetted these people." So she said, "Oh yeah, you vet this, vet that, vet this," and Trump said, "Ooh,
And once I thinking it was clever, it's like, let's go let him be UN ambassador. And I guess he gets like a
ooh." Yeah, he probably
mansion. It's
doesn't
like,
need a second, maybe brought him over to the UN.
well, then, I mean, let him sit over there at the UN for a while and then get rid of him. You know,
No,
you don't think.
that's where people, politicians go
Oh,
to
look at Nikki
die.
Haley. That's right.
You get in no trouble over there.
There've been some funny memes because he's made Marco Rubio then I guess the acting director, and so they're showing these memes are showing like Marco Rubio mowing the lawn. Marco Rubio is now the White House lawn keeper. Marco Rubio is now head of whatever. They've got to be the head of everything.
Well, I mean, the problem is that that those are two independent sources that are supposed to give the government. One is all the intelligence services, and the other is State Department around the world. Now you're only going to hear one, which is it's all interpretive, and so Marco's going to control both. So you better watch out for
Get
Marco.
there. Hey, Charlene, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say another great thing is that Trump is going to require truck drivers to have an English proficiency exam. And
Yes.
I also heard he was going to have a task force check into the chemtrails. But there is, there's a, they're going to start doing that, and are they're explaining why they're doing that in England. And then NASA actually released a report that said it's good to spray these chemicals into the clouds because it it helps us with global warming and climate change, and one of the chemicals is sulfur dioxide, and I looked up sulfur dioxide to see how bad it was, and it said that sulfur dioxide causes respiratory problems. It's a colorless gas. And it's produced from burning fossil fuels and volcanic activity. So, they're
I
telling us
can
not
kill
to burn
you.
fossil fuels, but sulfur dioxide is
You don't
critical.
want
That's what,
sulfur.
no, I had a little bit of experience with sulfur. Years ago, I was covering, there was a train derailment kind of in the Globeville area, kind of there by, oh, I-25 and 58th-ish, right? And it was some kind of train derailment, and the train thing was carrying sulfur dioxide, so it started leaking, right? And so once again, so they're evacuating the neighborhood, but they don't ever evacuate reporters. So we're like standing there, and the cops are like, "No, you guys need to leave. This is bad stuff." And we're like, "No, I kind of a life shot." And it was all of a sudden, it was like, oh, you could feel your throat closing up, and it's like, "No, we're leaving now." It's like that was nasty stuff.
And so now they're promoting that that's a good thing to spray to help with climate change, and and these deep state Well,
it
operate.
does, Charlene. Here's how it helps, because it will kill everyone, and then they'll have fewer people driving cars and, using natural gas stoves and things like
I
that. And
think I
then,
haven't thought of that.
yeah. And I thought, why are they releasing this report now? And, I thought, and I'm going to send that to Laura Loomer so she can Loomer because
Right. Good idea.
they
I've
audit.
never been one on the contrails kind of thing, but the other day we were down in Pueblo for Rev's golf tournament, and I looked up. And it was like the entire sky was like, I'm like, holy cow, that's weird there, Now, maybe it was just Pueblo. I don't know.
That's
But
Pueblo. Pueblo's a weird place.
states have passed laws against it. I mean, it's just faster than the speed of light. Trump is coming out with these executive orders. And then apparently he got the Truckers Association to, back off of letting people drive without speaking English because they're passing it in these state legislatures that they can, but then these truckers associations are going along with Trump. And, just like Bezos backed off the
Right,
Amazon thing where he
right,
put tariffs on there,
right.
and so Trump has just got connections and he's making it work. I'm so impressed every day. And then, I look at Colorado GOP and they can't take positions because there's
Right.
so many great MAGA things happening and they don't want to not take a position on MAGA. So
No.
therefore they're not taking any positions at all.
On anything.
And anything, exactly. That's our official position is no positions, right?
Yeah,
They're
because
getting
as
hammered for that.
but we just want to turn the Republican Party into a machine because everybody's going to go, we've got to support the people who believe in nothing. Well, we got to get out there, honey. I mean, come on.
Yeah, and I think that is they're out for not supporting MAGA because
I
this
agree.
is
It
like
is. That's what I agree too. Yeah, I agree too.
people are saying, why aren't you like, bragging on what's happening? And they're not doing anything what's happening nationally. So it's kind of like, Colorado is just they're separated from the whole MAGA movement nationwide, except for the real
Except for the
Republican
voters.
arm,
So,
except for the voters,
yeah,
exactly.
except for
Okay.
the base. All
And
right, thank you, Sharon. All right, thank you.
okay.
And this is from Leo. Problem is, your solar panels work best with direct sunlight. So if you throw crap into the air to block, refract the sun to reduce global warming, you're reducing your renewable energy sources. Smart. And then Dr. Donna, how do they read the highway signs if they're unable to read English? Well, yeah, stand for nothing,
Yeah, the
fall
little
for anything.
symbols.
Yeah, the little symbols. Well, yeah, that's what I remember. We had that truck driver who was imprisoned
Right.
for who for he ran into the car and he killed the people, I think, and it turned out all kinds of issues with that. And he was not here. Well, I don't know if he was here illegally. I think he might have been. But anyway, you can see where these guys, they don't speak English. So how do they pass the driver's test? How do they do any of this stuff? How do they read, as Dr. Donna said, the road
Well,
signs?
because the you can if you go
Yeah, he did
into
not use the runaway ramp. That's because he couldn't read it when it said runaway ramp.
I wonder what that means. But no, you can take your driver's license in Spanish in Colorado.
Oh, okay.
Urdu, if you want to take it in Urdu, you can.
Well, that's true. Maybe we should do that. Teach Rev Urdu so
Yeah.
he can do that. From Dr. D, they can read Braille so they can drive with their hand out the window. There you go. Hey, another bit of good news. I was Charlene kind of playing off of yours. So the Trump administration settled with the Ashley Babbitt family. Ashley Babbitt was the unarmed Trump supporter, was shot and killed in Jan at the January 6th protest. The only person who was shot and killed, by the way, and her family, and I think there's a Judicial Watch with Tom Fitton helped with that too, filed a $30 million wrongful death lawsuit against them, and they're not saying what they settled for yet.
30
But
million.
do you think they settled for 30 million?
They're negotiating with themselves.
Yeah.
It's like when they had the FBI people they fired, the Trump administration fired and took away their pensions. They sued, and then the Biden administration came in and settled. Well, they settled. They gave them everything but the kitchen sink, and so it's the same thing. I mean, God, if you're an attorney, you're going, this is going to be great. What's one third of an unlimited amount of money? Wow.
But I think
Why'd they ask for a little stinking 30 million?
it's good. And the corporate media won't cover it at all because they pretended like somehow that she doesn't even exist. I don't think that they ever even talked about it, right? They talk about all the police officers who died who didn't.
Right,
But the
right.
one person who did, they never talked about. So I think that's good news on her and her family. And I'm glad
And
they didn't.
yeah, her family is now very rich, or at least rich.
And I think the good thing
And the
is
lawyers made a lot of money.
they didn't dawdle about it, right? It's May 1st, right? That they.
Oh no, it's pretty easy. We're asking for 20. Would 30 be okay? Okay, 30. Yeah.
And then another bit of bad news,
No bad
but
news.
to further expose some of the rhinos in the Colorado
No.
legislature, Senator Barb Kirkmeyer, we talked about this before on the show. Barb Kirkmeyer was struck a deal with the Democrats to insert into the Democrats' unpopular vacancy committee bill a little thing. Hardly anyone noticed it, but we noticed it
Somebody told
because
us.
somebody told us. Well, but you know
We
what?
noticed it. We were going through all the bills and said,
Yeah.
wait a minute. Wait a minute. This obscure little
Stephanie Luck,
provision.
actually, I'll give a credit. Stephanie Luck, Representative Stephanie Luck, noticed it and alerted the media. We were the only media that actually talked about it. Heidi Gnall is not talking about it
No.
on Rocky Mountain Voice. But anyway, they passed, she inserted into this vacancy committee bill just a few sentences, which the whole purpose is to make it even more difficult for the Republican Party to vote
Opt out.
to opt out of the open primary. And that bill passed out of the Senate
I'm sure there
today.
was a
I
lot of
mean,
Republican
even,
support.
oh yeah, oh yeah. Well, Barbara, they sponsored it. And Rose Puglisi over in the House sponsored it
Rose
in the
Puglisi is
House.
great. We were told that when Rhino Watch appointed her in the Rhino Hall of Fame, she almost broke down in tears. And you kind of go, why would you? I mean, you are
It's
such an
horrible.
awful rhino, and you're the head of the Republican Party.
Well, and one of the things
Wow.
again that was in Rhino Watch that came out this morning too was the fact that so the legislature they have one of the things they have to do, the bills they have to pass is the long bill. That's the budget bill, right? They have to pass that. And there were some negotiations going on, and I won't get into all of the weeds, but they needed five Republican votes to pass some of the measures that they needed in order to pass the long bill, right? So what did these five Republicans do? Did they say, finally, once in this whole entire legislative session,
I need
we
it.
have some power? Right. Finally, once they need us, did these stupid Republicans say, okay, well, how about if we take out some of that trans grooming stuff? How about if
Yeah.
we take out some of the stuff you guys are putting in about the guns? How about if we maybe talk a little bit about your attempts to gut Tabor some more, right? Did they do anything like that? They did not. They just
They're
voted.
friends.
They just voted. I think it was Mary Bradford, Rose Puglisi, Hartsook, Soper, and Taggart, I
They're
think, were the
good.
ones
They're
who died. Oh.
the famous five.
The famous five. It's like, and you got to wonder what is going on. I mean, you have people like Kendra Graf, Scott Bottom, Stephanie Luck, Brandi Bradley killing themselves down there every day, trying so hard to get rid of awful things that are in the
And then when they
bills.
look behind to see who's supporting them, they see these
Oh,
knives.
you see these knives. You've got these guys saying, and I mean, how hard would it have been? And apparently they didn't even try. There was no effort to negotiate, and they needed the votes, right? The one
Democrats
time
needed
the
it.
Democrats did, the one time in this entire session that they needed Republican votes, and the Republicans just completely squander a chance to negotiate some of the awful things that are going on. It's like, hopefully those people get primaried, and I think we'll talk about it. I know Mark Hampton, because half of them are in Douglas County with Parker Conservatives, is talking about it too, because I mean, these people need to go. You can't, granted, sometimes you have to compromise, but they didn't even try. I mean, that's what politics is about. You've been to the Capitol, right? You
What
wait for
happened?
the opp well, you wait for the opportunity that they need to, and then you do your best to bargain with it, right? No,
Just surrender.
you just surrender.
Just surrender.
That's right. Question, whose rich corporate buddy, this is from Leo, is going to get the contract for all that Ukraine minerals? Probably not Chuck and Leo Mining. No. That's true. That's true.
The real thing is that one, the mining is basic. Most of the mining rare
BlackRock is going to
earths
get it. I'm going to go with BlackRock.
are in the Russian-controlled area,
Yeah.
and the other one is really close to the fighting zone, and it's pretty hard to extract. So it's a weird thing where we're really not going to get any, but it makes us feel good.
Makes us feel good. Well, and Dr. Don here said back to the legislators, bet some of them are heroes in the eyes of the new party leadership. That's right.
That's right. That's right.
Yes, they
Party
are.
leadership.
Anything else you had today? It's
Well, I
pretty
think we
much,
had a great day.
we did have a great day.
And go to Newsmax at
News.
best.
Although we should have done it sooner too.
Well, we should have taken that
We
pre-op and gone back.
rescheduled Robert Spencer. So we'll have him on talking about the conclave, which starts next week too,
That'll be great.
and other stuff too. So that'll do it for us on this party
Everybody have a
Friday.
great time, and we'll see you on Monday.
Bye, everybody.